The Daily Wire has started making movies, and a couple of them have been very, very good. I really liked
one of them has been
all right, let me back
very
up.
Good.
All right, let me back up. Run, Hide, Fight was very, very good. The Western one was, it was a movie. Not my jam.
I literally didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was not good. I tried, and it was terrible, and I turned it off in the middle. Okay. So I really loved Run, Hide, Fight. In fact, I've watched that 2-3 times now and really enjoyed it. It holds up. It's a good movie. I'm actually upset it didn't get more mention, probably because people say, oh, The Daily Wire made it. It's terrible, which is unfortunate because it's actually shockingly good. So they come out with Lady Ballers. Now, Mike can attest to this. I saw the trailer for this thing. I'm giggling like a little girl, and I'm actually excited for this thing because it looks funny. It looks like a new version of Dodgeball, and it's making fun of all the woke insanity. So me, I'm very, very excited. So it comes out. I wait for a Saturday night, make myself some mini hot dogs, wrap the potato puff, you know, like that guy. Like, I'm very excited about this. I make an event out of it.
Get your fried foods on. I love it.
Yeah. And I eat my food because then the wife says she wants to watch it with me. We watch it upstairs in our room. So that means like it's a date night thing. And we're watching the thing and we're going, this is supposed to be funny. Right? This is supposed to be something that we're enjoying, right? I think we got about 30, 40 minutes in, and I had barely chuckled at that point. And I know what they were trying for, but it was the lowbrow humor was so lowbrow, it wasn't funny. It wasn't like Police Academy, where you go, oh, that's hysterical, that's funny, whatever. It wasn't like Tropic Thunder. It wasn't like any of that. It was a lot of Daily Wire inside jokes, and it was just too obvious. The jokes were not funny. And I don't know if it's because it was written by the people of the Daily Wire or what the case may be. This could have been a funny movie, but unfortunately, by the time the funny showed up, I was bored. I was out. It took me 3 sittings to get through this. 3. Am I wrong? Because I head on over to Rotten Tomatoes. This movie was made for me. Mike's got
literally
it was made for me. Mike's got some different sensibilities on this stuff. So Mike had no interest from the beginning. And I was excited. By the time the stuff you see in the trailer actually shows up, you are like an hour 20 into that movie. And by the way, this movie has no business being 2 hours long. No business at all. They tried. I get that they tried. I have to say, though, cinematography, very professional. Excellent. It looks great. Too bad the movie's not great. And the script sucks. The jokes aren't funny. I don't think it's an acting problem either. I actually think Jeremy Boren, who has the lead role in this, he's not the problem. I don't think any of the actors are the problem. I think the script, the jokes are not funny. You know what this is like? This is like when I used to write scripts with friends for a youth program, and we're sitting there going funny, funny, ha, 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 and then we come out with the thing, and none of the kids are laughing because it just didn't land the way we thought it would in our heads. We were too deep into the material. That's the problem I had with this movie. And I'm disappointed because I really wanted to like it. I was all in on this. I was excited on this. And I'm just kind of bummed out about it.
I wonder if it's just undercooked. Like if they were so eager to get this out to market, trying to capture the zeitgeist now where, you know, transphobia and Bud Light bigotry is all the rage. I think they're just trying to appeal to an audience while a topic is hot. And maybe if it stayed in the oven a little longer, you know, maybe it'd been more kind of in keeping of what you were hoping it would be.
I don't know if it's that. I had a few problems with the movie aside from that. One, it's the Daily Wire, and there's a lot of sex jokes in there that are not related to the gender stuff. Like there's this hypersexual crazed reporter, and you're supposed to be the Daily Wire. And you got this gal making out with Jeremy Boring. I couldn't see it for not being Jeremy Boring. It kind of landed badly with me. It kind of bothered me. But also, I told kids, because most of my skits were usually pretty funny when I wrote them with a few buddies of mine. Occasionally, you get the one that doesn't land, and that's fine. But I remember one time these kids wrote a skit trying to be us. And afterwards, when it didn't land, and we had to, like, censor it because it was inappropriate, I go, guys, you said the things out loud where innuendo is funnier. Innuendo is way funnier than saying the thing out loud. And this whole thing says the thing out loud. There's one scene, which I kind of chuckled at, where his daughter is trying to explain all the different genders to the basketball players. That was kind of funny. But for the most part, this was a bust, and I was disappointed. It actually made me sad. So I'm going to say ditch lady ballers. Like, I'm going to get angry phone calls about this for sure. Guys, just because you like the Daily Wire, and I use them for news, I like their stuff. I've submitted content to them. I just didn't like the movie. That's okay, too.